Track 2. Neil's take. This month, Neil finds himself reminiscing about his car's MOT. I know.
The Shady Pines set of wheels has just been in for a service. It's only a couple of years old, and I don't do too many miles these days, so thankfully it was all routine. But every time I take a car into the garage, my mind goes back to the days when my cars were not in their prime. There was the occasion in my hard-up bachelor days when I lived in a flat and living expenses soaked up most of my wages. I went to pick up the car after an MOT to be greeted by a solemn mechanic. He uttered the words that had become familiar to me. "Sorry, sir, come and get your car through the MOT. I ended up with a bill that would further reduce the quality of my lifestyle for the foreseeable future. It even wiped out my meagre allowance for ale. The cars I had in those days were not that bad, but they suffered from all the wear and tear issues that don't seem to afflict today's vehicles so much. Loose ball joints, rusting sills. There was the Mini that needed a new subframe. The mechanic smiled broadly and said, "I can see the mice have been nibbling away under here." I couldn't see the joke. Those around me were no help. People loved telling me about their operations, so it is with MOTs. I had to have an exhaust and two new tyres. Cost me a packet. Then I had some success. 2 years running, I got a clean bill of health at the MOT. So the next year, buoyed by the success, I took the car to the garage and glibly said, "Here for the MOT. Give it a service as well, will you?" Later that day, the phone rang. Out came those dreaded words. "Can't pass yourself, sir. Just a couple of things." Well, that didn't sound too bad. But then the mechanic launched. "Your handbrake is not efficient. Your rear brakes need relining. Your rear cylinders are leaking. Your front pads want replacing. You need a new bulb in your rear light. And your lower swivels need replacing." Lower swivels? What the heck are they? Sounded like a village in Wiltshire. I had this vision of the vicar of Lower Swivels raising money for the church roof, with the Lower Swivels WI holding a cake stall to raise funds. Was there an Upper Swivels a few miles up the road? "Hello, sir, are you still there?" When I went to collect the wretched vehicle, the mechanic was hopping excitedly from foot to foot. "Come and have a look at your bits." Now I have difficulty telling the difference between a headlight bulb and an oil filter, so the box of rejected parts were pretty meaningless. "Look at the play on your swivels," he exclaimed. To join him in his ecstasy, I dutifully sucked in a sharp breath, while eyeing what to me were a couple of healthy pieces of metal. He was still babbling enthusiastically about how worn my brake pads were as I went to collect my certificate. I had a wife and family. How was I going to pay for this? My immediate thoughts were mostly illegal. I could raid the kids' piggy banks. After all, I made most of the deposits. I can't recall how he managed it in the end, but I was scarred for the rest of my motoring life. My current car will need an MOT next year. I'm already psyching up for it. Oh, I do hope my lower swivels will be in good shape.
Thank you, Neil. My lower swivels are doing just fine, thanks for asking.